This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. Today's message, entitled Baptism, was delivered on April 18th, 2021. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Thank you, Walt and Vivian. Well, good morning, New Hope. Before we begin, I better take a picture of you all, just so we know where everybody's sitting. So smile. No make grouchy face. Okay, this goes in our file for this date. All right. Oh, this week, I tell you, best week of the year. I got to work in my yard in the sun, and moment by moment, I am like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The end of the day, it's still sunny. Thank you, Jesus. It's like, wow. I think I can walk in my yard without sinking. Oh, I was like so excited that the sun came out. I mean, like Pastor Aaron said, the sun is out. It's just on the other side of the clouds. But I want it on this side of the clouds. Now, next thing you know, we're going to be whining for water, right? Typical human beings. You know, I think about that, and then I look at the Israelites, how they grumble, grumble, grumble. I look in the mirror, it's like, oh, you hypocrite. Yeah, but it's like, what, such a wonderful week. And I just was so happy, so excited, just to have the breath of life. I was in my office one morning, really early, and a couple mornings was really cold, yeah, Monday, Tuesday. And it was colder outside my office than inside my office with the AC on. But I went outside, and I stood in the parking lot, and I looked at the stars, because I get there early. I was looking at the stars. I had my hands up in the air, and I was just like, thank you, Jesus. And I was just so grateful that he let me be alive. Yeah? I mean, shoot, to wake up every morning, it's like a blessing, yeah? Because you never know. Well, hey, today we're going to do baptism. We wanted to do it earlier in the year, but if we did it earlier in the year, they would only allow 10 of us there, so that would only be the staff and the volunteers, with nobody who wanted to get baptized couldn't come. So we couldn't do that. But we have a little bit more. I think it was 25 or something like that. So hopefully we stay within the legal limits. But it's always so exciting to do water baptism. I remember when I got baptized years ago at New Hope Hilo, I wasn't sure. I went down, and I think my wife was shocked that I actually just decided to go in the water and get baptized. It was pretty cool. I think, Bev, you were the first person I ever baptized, you know. That was, you remember when you got baptized? Yeah, that was like, you were the first person. I'm sorry if I did something wrong, but I went in the water with Pastor Alex, and my care group started to come and said, you baptize him. And it's like, huh? What am I supposed to do? Baptize him. You read the Bible? You know what Jesus did? What John did? And it's like, wow. And then, so I think Bev was like one of the first ones of my care group who went in the water. And then I had one who went last. So I had to stay in the water the whole baptism. I came out like on prune. But that was the beginning of just an exciting time, just to be able to baptize people. It was like, wow. God was using me to do this. And I was like, holy smokes. So baptism, what is it? Well, we got to understand that when we baptize, when we get baptized, it's an outward proclamation of an inward conversion. In other words, baptism is a ceremonial act that we do after we say yes to Jesus Christ, after we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, after we confess him as Lord. And this we usually do in a public place with our church family, and we do this as you proclaim your faith in Jesus. Baptism is a very important event in the life of a believer, in our walk with Jesus Christ. The Bible talks about both water immersion baptism, which a believer makes, a public confession of their faith. And Jesus was the example of water baptism. John the Baptist baptized him. And you think, why would Jesus, you know, I don't think he needed to be baptized, but he did it so that we can see an example. And if you're wondering what it means in the Christian faith, some of these scriptures that I will share this morning would point you to the right decision and help you understand what it means to be baptized. In Acts 2:38, and if you have your Bible, you can turn it there. It's a very popular scripture. Peter said to them, "Repent, each of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." So if we say we follow Christ, if we want to follow Christ, then we need to confess him, accept him. We must repent, meaning when we accept Jesus, we cannot go on living the same lifestyle. You know, when I accepted Jesus Christ, I was probably still doing some of the wrong things in the wrong way. And that needed to change. I needed to repent. You could say that I was headed very quickly in the wrong direction. Down. Yeah, and you would hear the spooky music playing, like, oh boy, man. And then when I made the decision to accept Jesus, it was like a 180. You know when you're making a U-turn on the road? It was like that, but instead of going a U-turn, I went from going down, made a U-turn, come back up. And I had to stop hanging around certain people. You know those people, right? I was probably one of them. When you made the choice before me, I better not hang around Scott, because he's just going to drag me down. He's going to say, hey, let's go have a beer. And let's go have another one. And another one. And another one. And another one. So I had to stop hanging around those guys, because I had to repent. And those guys wouldn't help me to repent. And to repent means to turn from our sin, to change direction of your life from selfishness and rebellion against God. At the same time, it would be a good practice to start reading his Bible, reading the Word of God, and start to follow him. And we depend on Christ for forgiveness, for mercy, for guidance and purpose. We cannot save ourselves. You ever tried saving yourself? Yeah. Only God can save us. And baptism identifies us with Christ and with the community of believers. It's a condition of discipleship, a sign of faith. In Luke 9:26, Jesus says this, "For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels." So here, Luke, his Greek audience, they probably would have had a difficult time understanding about a God who would die, just as Jesus did. And just as Jesus' Jewish audience would have been kind of perplexed or confused by a Messiah who would let himself be captured and killed. So both of these Greeks and these Jews would be ashamed of Jesus because of his arrest and his crucifixion, because it was to be crucified wasn't a glorious thing. It was kind of shame. And these Greeks and these Jews, they would have been kind of like ashamed of Jesus. They would think, why would this happen? You know, why would he let himself get captured? And then if they look past his crucifixion, and if they look past his arrest, then they would have seen Jesus not as a loser, but as the Lord of the universe, who through his death brought salvation to those who believe. So baptism is a public declaration of your faith. So it's saying that I am not ashamed to get baptized and to say that I am a follower of Jesus Christ, who died for me, who was crucified, buried, and he rose from the dead. It's a public declaration of your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior and as your Redeemer. 1 Peter 3:21, corresponding to that, baptism now saves you, not the removal of dirt from the flesh, but an appeal to God for good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Peter says here that Noah's salvation from the flood symbolizes baptism. Remember Noah? He built that ark, and everybody else was buried in the water. Like Walt was saying, how long do we hold them down, Walt?
Till the bubble stop.
That's what he was joking about, wasn't it? That's what happened in Noah's days. The bubble stopped, but Noah didn't. Yeah. So the ceremony involving water. In baptism, we identify with Christ, who separates us from the lost and gives us new life. Now, it is not the ceremony, okay, that saves us. Instead, the ceremony of baptism is evidence of our faith in Christ's death and resurrection. Baptism is a symbol of the cleansing that happens in the hearts of those who believe. And by identifying themselves with Christ through baptism, Peter's readers could resist turning back, even under the pressure of persecution. Public baptism would keep them from the temptation to renounce their faith. So these guys, they were baptized, and it was like, now everybody knows that you were baptized. And when they see you in the bar drinking that green bottle, hey, Brother Scott, wasn't you just baptized the other week? Yeah, I was. So it kind of keeps you accountable from going backwards, because people say, hey, I know you. You just got baptized. What you doing? Yeah. So that's what was happening. In Colossians 2:12, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised up with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. So like we said, baptism parallels the death, the burial, the resurrection of Christ. It also portrays the death and burial of our sinful old way of life, followed by resurrection to new life in Christ. I think that's why Hilo Bay is so dirty because all of us guys do our baptism inside there, and we leave all the opala in the water, and then we come out brand new. That's why Pastor Aaron said, "You go in the water. I ain't going in the water." Yeah, so remembering that our old sinful life is dead and buried with Christ gives us, you and I, a powerful motive to resist sin. Not wanting the desires of our past to come back to power again. We can consciously choose to treat our desires as if they were dead. So, why should I get baptized? I think I made it easy because I don't think I made any blanks because I wanted to just give you a break because the trivia was so hard because James said it was too easy last week. And that's your birthday present, was the hard trivia. Why should I get baptized? Baptism is confessing. You know, it's a demonstration of your repentance, of your sins. Baptism is part of the Great Commission. You know that? It was like a command. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Mark 16:16. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but who has disbelieved shall be condemned. Now, it's like I said, it's not the water of baptism that saved, but God's grace accepted through faith in Christ. And because of Jesus' response to the criminal on the cross who died with him, we know that it is possible to be saved without being baptized. Remember the guy on the cross next to him? He says, "Today you'll be in paradise." All because the guy said, "Will you remember me?" Baptism alone without faith does not guarantee a person will go to heaven. Those who refuse to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior will be condemned, regardless whether or not they have been baptized. You have those people, you try to share Jesus with them, and they flat out reject you. How many of you got rejected by sharing Jesus Christ? Yeah, but don't let it stop you. I had rejected so many times. And if I let it stop me, then a lot of people would have not gotten saved. Baptism is how we connect to Jesus' death. And baptism is the burial of our old life. We don't want to dig up that old life, that past. You know what we call the BC days, the before Christ days? How many of you have a BC days? Like you have, I bet your BC days would be like when drama, could be one movie. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Would you read that with me? Especially those of you who are in our Wednesday night Bible study, because it's our memory verse. So you Wednesday night guys, don't look at the paper. Ready? Go. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come." One of the most common questions I get asked is, "Can I get baptized again?" Yeah, we can, if you don't mind the bubbles running out. I'm just kidding. I see no problem with it. I've seen people get baptized numerous times. But it is important we understand what baptism is. Baptism does not save us or wash away our sins. Baptism is an illustration of what has occurred in a believer's life when they believed in Jesus Christ. Baptism illustrates a believer's union with Christ, again, like in his death, in his burial, and his resurrection. Romans 6:3-4, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death?" Right? So when we go down, we baptize into his death. "Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into his death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in the newness of life." See, the action of going under the water, again, pictures, burial with Christ. The action of coming out of the water illustrates the resurrection and our identification with Him as we are raised to walk in this newness of life. Baptism is important. It is a step of obedience. When you said yes to Jesus Christ, it was between you and God. It was just between you and God. Now, when you say, I want to be baptized, it's you telling the world that I am not ashamed. You tell your brothers and your sisters, you tell everybody who's watching, you tell the devil. Kind of like when you come back up, now there's a target on you because the devil knows now that you made a public declaration of your faith. And he might ramp up his attack on you, but you have your brothers and sisters who you now associate with to help and to pray for you. It's a public declaration of your faith and commitment to Christ. It identifies us with Christ. If we did not know Jesus as a Savior when we were baptized, then maybe we need to do it again. Or we did not understand what baptism is about. Maybe we need to do it again. Or perhaps you want to get baptized with your church family, or maybe rededicate your life. Then I say, yeah, there's no problem in getting baptized. It's also important for us to know that just because we get baptized doesn't mean that we will never, ever sin again. Oh, I wish it was the case that we get baptized, we would never, ever sin again. But that is not true. We will continue to make mistakes, although that sin should have less of a stronghold on us as we get baptized and as we mature in Christ. And the incidence of sinning should become less and less throughout our lives. And when we do sin, we should confess it to God, asking Him to forgive and to restore our intimate relationship with Him, our intimate fellowship. We have the promise in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us all of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. But if you are new here today and would like to be baptized with your church family, and God is pressing it upon you, then by all means, come down to the water, and I promise we'll keep Walt out of the water. He will not hold you down until the bubbles run out. James and I will just dunk you and bring you up right away. Walt, we love you. It's so much fun because we always like think about, okay, baptism. And people, we like to lighten it up a little bit by, you know, throwing in some humor so you're not so afraid, like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? You know, we're going to dunk you in. There's not going to be no sharks ready or eels or anything. We're going to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We're going to ask you to, if you want to hold your nose. Some people, they don't even hold their nose. I don't know how they do it. But I have to, because water, because there's not that, there's a lot of empty space, the water just goes right in. And we will actually hold your nose, and we'll grab you. And if you're like, maybe like Ron or grand size, who's like 6'11", we need somebody in the back to catch. I remember one time I was in the back catching, and because the ocean floor slopes, I was like here, and the guy was like by these lights, and I was trying to catch. It didn't work very well, but we'll baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, dunk you down, and boom, when you come up, hallelujah, brand new. And Hilo B is just a little bit more dirty. Yeah, because of all the opala we left in there. I bet you when I got baptized, oh, the pollution level went up 10 times. Because I left plenty junk in there. And we, if you wanna, and if you already been baptized, then hey, what a better place to come and celebrate and grab a free meal. How's that? So God has provided us with this beautiful weather. I've been praying all week. And, you know, I think this year we had record amounts of rain. Yeah, and I was like, oh, Lord, almost every Tuesday, my day off, it would rain. And it's like, God, what are you telling me? What do you think he was telling me? Oh. So I wouldn't do physical work. So I'd go in the office and work. I am so disobedient, I tell you. But I cannot sit still. I don't know why. If I sit still and I rest all day, I feel like I wasted a valuable day that God has given me. And my rest is getting dirty. And thank God he has given us this beautiful day to get baptized. Amen. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. Oh, look at that. We finished early so we can get to the beach early. How's that? You know, what the thing about it is? Nobody ever complains when church gets out early. Yeah? Funny, yeah? But when we 10 minutes late, oh, we went long again. Oh. Yeah. So, if anybody wants to accept Jesus Christ and then wants to get baptized, then I ask you, bow your heads and pray this prayer with me. It goes like this. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins and I turn to you. Come live in me. Change me. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, anybody, would you hold up a hand? Anybody else here? God bless you. Anybody else? You may put your hands down. Lord, you have seen the hands. And Lord, again, we thank you for this beautiful day that you have made. And as we go down to the water, stir the hearts of those who want to get baptized, who want to publicly confess you as their Lord and Savior. Stir their hearts. Let them not be afraid or be ashamed, but let them be bold. That when they come out of the water, hands will be lifted to you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. A new person has risen. We thank you so much. We pray this in Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
amen. Amen.
For those of you who are on Facebook, hey, if you want to come down Coconut Island, get baptized. If you're in California, I don't think the plane can get here fast enough. But maybe next time. All right? So would you stand and join me as we sing? And those of you at home, you may stand also as we worship the Lord. Go ahead, worship team.
We wanna see Jesus lifted high. We wanna see, We want to see Jesus lifted high.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Kaʻau, Hawaii, and on Facebook Live starting at 8:45 a.m. Search Facebook for New Hope East Hawaii. During this phase of the COVID pandemic, we're recommending that people meet online to avoid potential virus spread. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.